Because Death Valley is such a difficult environment to support plants and animals, most suppose that's how it earned its name. In reality, the name is tied to one specific family. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers. Visit cargillag.com.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. And to this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts, a fair price that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. As Terry Baldino explains, Death Valley's name goes back to a group of gold seekers who got a late start on their trip west.
They realized if they took the normal route across the Sierras, by the time they got there, it would be snow-covered. And they would run into the same problems the Donner Party had a few years earlier. To avoid that, they took a southern route. A gentleman was going to take them via the old Spanish Trail and bypass the Sierras altogether.
But others decided to venture from a safe southern end-around route and go it on their own.
Some of them, though, were a little headstrong and decided that they knew the way across this area, even though their map wasn't accurate. And unfortunately, they had no idea what they were getting into. And as they stumbled into Death Valley, they really had no idea where to go.
Although only one man died in the ordeal, it is a family that actually gave this place its name.
The Breyer family was one of them that had actually a family, a husband, wife, kids, and they really couldn't keep up with a lot of the young men who were a part of this original group that got lost here. So they kind of hunkered down in the valley floor where there was a natural spring. Two young men decided they would venture out of the valley, find help. It took them about a month.
Fortunately, it was winter, so the family didn't have to fight the summer heat. Those two young men eventually did return.
As they came back, they found the family still alive. They helped them kind of get their energy levels back up, pack up the kids, and marched them out of Death Valley. And as they left the valley, one of the party, as they looked back across the valley, they said, "Goodbye, Death Valley," and the name stuck.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Death Valley, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.